With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The United States and Iran ready to hold peace talks.
With a two-week ceasefire underway, the United States will participate in peace negotiations in Pakistan.
The president is dispatching his negotiating team, led by the vice president of the United States, J.D. Vance.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says Vance will lead the delegation, which includes Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump son-in-law Jared Kushner. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Well, Vice President Vance says the statement from Iran's parliament speaker disagreeing with the U.S. on 3 points of the ceasefire agreement may actually be a good thing.
He said that there are a few points of disagreement before the negotiation. Well, that must mean that there's a lot of points of agreement because there's a 15-point plan floating around. There's a 10-point plan floating around. If he's frustrated about three issues, that actually means that there's a lot of agreement.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth adds that Iran no longer poses a significant military threat to U.S. forces or the entire region.
Operation Epic Fury was a historic and overwhelming victory on the battlefield. A capital V military victory.
More Federal Reserve policymakers willing to consider an interest rate hike this year at their March meeting than in January, as higher gasoline prices stemming from the war threaten to worsen inflation in the coming months. Not a good time to be in Russia. Deep anger and frustration is growing, especially in Moscow, over the government restrictions on the internet, disrupting family life and bringing condemnation from all sides. The crackdown has eliminated basic regular cell phone internet connections. It has also blocked some popular messaging apps. This is SRN News. Well, Christians seem to like tithing online. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to a sweeping new report from Ministry Brands, 57% of America's Protestant churches report an increase in digital giving in 2025. In fact, churches that offer the option of making a donation via the internet are twice as likely to report a surge in giving than those congregations that do not. But the study finds most pastors still pass the plate during worship service, giving parishioners that option as well. Michael Harrington reporting.
At least 26 people killed over the past week in 3 separate Easter attacks in northern Nigeria. Attacks like these, part of a long-running cycle of violence into the north-central region where disputes over land and grazing between mostly Muslim herders and largely Christian farming communities frequently escalate into a deadly clash. This is SRN News. Prosecutors want prescription information for a legendary golfer.
Prosecutors are seeking Tiger Woods' prescription drug records from a Florida pharmacy a week after Woods flipped his Range Rover and was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. Prosecutors say they plan to issue a subpoena for all prescription records at Lewis Pharmacy in Palm Beach. They want details such as the times prescriptions were filled and any warnings about driving. Woods pleaded not guilty last week after deputies found pain pills in his pocket while showing signs of impairment. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Diamond League track meet in Qatar postponed from next month back to June 19th because of the ongoing uncertainty caused by the war. That meet had been set to open the season for a track elite series on May the 8th, as it has in recent years. More details, srnnews.com.